The subcommittee consists of County Council members Chris Robinson and Doug Plyde, Development Director Pat Putt, Senior Planner Peter Barnes, and Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas. Robinson told KPCW that the zone could offer multifamily housing, a strong economic incentive for developers, and so the subgroup will develop some high standards to provide affordable housing.
I don't know exactly what it looks like. I have my opinions, which I've shared in the past and can repeat now, but in general, you know, we have an inclusionary ordinance that says if you want to build retail or if you want to build office or even residential, you have to have 20% inclusion. This NMU is incentive zoning, so it's separate from the inclusionary and it needs its own provisions.
We asked him why the council doesn't hold off on the new zone until the county implements a makeover for its affordable housing section. Robinson said, for one thing, that revamp will require a needs assessment and changes to the Snyderville General Plan and Planning Code. He said that process could take up to a year. A second reason is legal advice they've received.
As Dave Thomas pointed out, our chief civil attorney, the inclusionary Chapter 5 language is really separate and needs to be kept separate from this incentive zoning. This NMU is a discretionary action, and it's awarded based on the developer receiving, doing things in exchange for an incentive. And in this case, the multifamily is the incentive, and I think it should be kept separate.
County Council Member Chris Robinson, who said that hopefully the subcommittee can come to a resolution in one meeting. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.